Cranson Samuel T., 1822 to 1855, and Mary Jane, circa 1825 to 1860. Daughter Lucretia, 1847 to 1879. A former Methodist minister, Samuel T. Cranson of Tompkins, Michigan, became a Sabbath-keeping Adventist in 1853 and began to preach for that movement within a few months. The Review carried notices of his preaching activities in Michigan for the next 2 years, until his untimely death in 1855, aged 33. Although correcting him on some points, Ellen White spoke highly of Cranson. He was self-denying, self-sacrificing, beloved of God. After his death, Mary Jane and her three children relocated in Battle Creek under difficult circumstances. In 1859, Ellen White wrote of Sister Cranson that she has not received that heartfelt sympathy that her case required from the church in Battle Creek. "I saw that widows should ever be cared for, especially those whose husbands have fallen while engaged in his work." Later that same year, Mary Jane died of consumption at age 35. The three orphan children were cared for by the family of George W. Amidon, a worker at the Review and Herald Press. Oldest of the children was Lucretia, age 12, who later married Dudley Marvin Canright, prominent Seventh-day Adventist leader, who some years after Lucretia's death left the church and became its severest critic.